And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. It's my privilege to be joining you today. Today, I want to discuss, it's a belief that I carried for many years, and it's actually a belief that when I looked at it, it led me to real estate investing. It led me to begin buying cash-flowing rental real estate. It led me on the actual opposite path of the belief. And I've got some facts to share, so I hope you can stick with me. But the bottom line is I'm going to expose the hypocrisy sold to people, the financial institutions that day in and day out preach to people, millions of people, that you can actually save your way to retirement. And it's an absolute bust. And it's people are finding out. But because the industry is so powerful, I mean, billions upon billions of dollars are made, sold to people, selling people the belief, hey, just set 15, 20% of your money aside and you'll be able to live the life you always wanted to live. Of course, you'll be 70, but keep setting money aside. And when it doesn't work, they have basically their out is, well, you didn't start saving when you were 20 or you didn't put 20% aside. And I'll actually share concrete facts that some of these people say, these, I guess, kind of a scale of where you should be financially by age. But when you look at it, it's impossible. It's not happening. But that's their out. So if you're not a millionaire by the time you're 65, oh, well, you just didn't start when you were 20 and you didn't do this and you didn't do that. That's their plan, but they're selling it to people day in and day out. And I want you to understand, there's a different way. But it was their plan preached to me when I really looked at it and said, I was brave enough to admit, hey, this isn't working. So I began investing in real estate. But here's my belief. My belief was, and this was my late 20s, right? I was corporate America guy, working my way up through the chain and getting promotions and moving up and making my way, my belief was that I would need $4 million to have a comfortable retirement, $4 million nest egg within IRAs or 401ks, just call it your retirement plan. That's the number I had in mind. Now, before you drive off the road and you go, my gosh, Harrison, $4 million, I'm going to show you what $4 million really is if you were 65 years old and that's what you had in your nest egg. We'll get to that. But I was the 401k IRA believer, subscriber, right? I was doing what I was told, I was doing what I was taught, but I looked at $4 million this way. By the age of 65, preferably 60, but let's just use 65, and the belief that sold to you, the stock market will provide stable returns, 9% over the long run. They never talk about the corrections, but that's what they tell you. Save 20% of your income for 35 to 40 years. I was doing that. They say you'll have at least $4 million. And that was also my number. That was the magic number. And I just thought, hey, with this, we could live comfortably. My wife and I, we could bless our children. Hopefully we have grandchildren. We could travel and spend time with them. Not a crazy retirement, just a comfortable retirement. That's all I wanted. Now, for those of you that think $4 million sounds absolutely excessive, let me break that number down. The rules are you can take 4% annually, and the reason they come up with 4% is they don't want you to run out of money, right? The worst thing you can be is 85 years old and broke. So you take 4% of whatever it is you've saved, and that's what you live on. It's pre-tax. 4% of $4 million is $160,000 annually. Again, some of you out there may be saying, boy, that's a lot of money. But I guarantee a lot of you listening to me right now, you make that much money right now yourself, or you and your spouse combined make that much money. Now, how are you living? Imagine it's 30 years from now. Is that 160 going to spend just like the 160 today? No, we all know that. It's pre-tax. Uncle Sam gets his bite. So what is $160,000 annually? It's really somewhere between $100,000 and $120,000 annually after taxes, depending on where you live. So really, when I said, hey, I need $4 million in retirement, and also that agrees with what a lot of financial institutions are preaching out there now. Again, I'll share the receipts later in the show. It's really less than $10,000 a month. Doesn't sound so affluent. Now, does it? So you still have property taxes possibly, or all the other taxes were taxed 75 ways to midnight. You have health care. You want to travel, right? You've sacrificed your whole life for 30 or 40 years. You want to go see your children or family or maybe all the other places you never got to see. All again for less than $10,000 a month. Maybe you have rent, maybe you have a mortgage, maybe you have a car payment. Healthcare for sure. I know I mentioned that. That's not getting any cheaper. So $4 million in retirement doesn't sound like so much now, does it? And that's the pickle, my friends, because how many people can get to $4 million? And again, almost nobody. But when you look at $4 million, it sure doesn't, based on the cost of living today, sound like very much. So is there a better way? Absolutely, 100%. I found that better way. But what I want to get to today is just the hypocrisy of the financial institutions that say, look, if you do this and you do this and you do this and you sacrifice and you scrimp and save, and by the way, pay us a fee each and every month to manage your money, you're going to be just fine. It's not working out. So in regard to the discussion, I found an article, and it says $4 million retirement. That's how much millennials will need to live comfortably. But let's look. I'm here to share the hard facts. Maybe it's cold water in your face, but we need to understand this. You're not going to hear this information just anywhere. There is a better way to get there, right? I'm not saying give up. I'm just saying you got to see this for what it is. $4 million in retirement, $160,000 a year pre-tax. When you boil it down after tax, it's really $100,000 or $120,000 a year. So do you need $4 million, or do you need $100,000 to $120,000 a year in passive income cash flow? I will tell you, plan B is much easier, much safer, a lot more fun, and it's what we teach here at Lifestyles Unlimited. It doesn't take a lot of effort to create ongoing passive income, to create that cash flow snowball, as long as you're working on it day in and day out. But again, there is a financial industry out there that would prefer you just pay them monthly, have a portion of your check deducted each and every month. That's the 401k or the IRA. That's the retirement plan at work that they sign you up for and that everybody participates in. And they're making millions of dollars off of that. And they can't tell you the ugly truth that the financial system in this country is broken. And it's going to be my generation to where this all comes to fruition. The good old days, my 20s, my 30s, my early 40s, I was caught on that $4 million number. Just happened to find an article online that matched my number, but it wasn't for my generation. They're coming out and saying that's what millennials will need to live comfortably. And that's the name of the article. It's by a guy named Vance Carriaga. I hope I'm saying that right. Carriaga. Let's dig in and see if we agree with the premise. First of all, millennials are younger than I am. My personal belief, I think they'll need more than four. Okay. Or again, cash flow greater than 120 a year. But they did an analysis by a company called Seeking Alpha. Okay. And so they said those around age 30 would likely need $3.6 million saved to enjoy a comfortable retirement. To be on the safe side, you might want to round that up to $4 million. And that assumes you want to retire no later than age 62 and have not saved anything except emergency cash. Okay, I don't know why that part's in there. Obviously, you need emergency cash. But if you're 30, based on their plan, you better have a solid head start. It says older millennials might be able to get by. I love it. Might be able to get by on a mere 2.8. Okay, most people won't even get to 2.8. And they're saying, you might get by. Quick back the napkin math, 2.8 is about 100 pre-tax. So after taxes, 75 to 80. Again, depend some states, you may be paying more depending on what part of the country, but that's about what you can expect. So they go even deeper, and they found this analysis from WealthCare Financial, okay? And WealthCare Financial basically said, hey, here is what you need by age to be able to have a comfortable retirement. Now, again, here it is, guys. WealthCare Financial is one of those companies that obviously makes money. They're probably money managers, right? And there's thousands of these companies out there. So they're wealth management companies. And the wealth management companies make their money off of fees and commissions. So their entire business plan is based on the whole industry of give us a little piece of everything you make each and every month, and decades from now, you're going to be just fine. They can't break from that model. They can't say, hey, that model's really broken, because they'll go out of business. Their business is selling the myth. I mean, it's so obvious. But again, look, this is day in and day out in America today. Everyone could see the problem, but they'll talk around the problem. They won't just come out and say, here is the problem. So even WealthCare Financial, for the retirement plan to work, listen to this. This is your net worth in retirement savings by age. Age 25, okay? I have a 24-year-old. My daughter is 24. At age 25, you need at least, this is theirs, not mine, $500,000 in retirement savings by age 25. Wow. I almost want to stop there, because I don't know any 25-year-olds that have $500,000 in retirement savings. I might know a few 30-year-olds, but they're the exception, not the norm. So by age 40, you need $1 million. By age 50, you need $2 million. And by age 60, you need $3 million. But you see, that's their out. When you're 65 and you're having a miserable retirement and your body's so broke, or you're 70 or you're 75 and you're still working because you can't get by, and let's say you participated in your 401k your whole life or your IRA and you're not able to retire, well, you get these companies like WealthCare Financial, and they go, their out is, hey, did you have, was your net worth $500,000 when you were 25? Well, no. Well, no wonder the plan didn't work for you. That's their out, but they're selling this day in and day out. And I can't believe the people that buy it. Hey, don't get me wrong. I bought it. And then I woke up one day and I started reverse engineering, and I'm saying, I'm never going to get to $4 million. And so it was their mantra that led me to find another way. And that's when I said, I've got to do something different. And I didn't know about Lifestyles Unlimited. I bought that first rental property. I bought it in a self-directed IRA. It was not a disaster. It was ineffective, but it's what got the fire started for me. And we'll talk about that on the other side.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. I'm a real estate investor. I've been investing in real estate, cash flowing rental real estate, since 2011. I have a portfolio that spans thousands of cash flowing doors of real estate, multifamily and single family, apartment communities in five different states. So I don't just invest in Texas, but I learned how to do that effectively from Lifestyles Unlimited. I had started before, kind of, I guess, just slugged my way through it. Didn't really know what I was doing, but I did find some success. I just knew I needed to do it better. So Just like you, I found the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I was listening to it as I was traveling corporately and started to kind of pick up what they were putting down, and finally found myself near their office in Dallas-Fort Worth. And I walked in one day and they were having a free workshop. And so I attended that free workshop. It was kind of the devil on one shoulder, the angel on the other shoulder. And they were actually hosting a free workshop that they do out of the Lifestyles Unlimited offices each and every month. They also do it online now. And so I stuck around, and during the workshop, they described the strategies on how you can make money five ways with a single family rental home. And I thought, wow, I own a rental home. It's in a self-directed IRA. I'm not making money five ways. I get the rent, but I got to give the rent back to the IRA. I didn't know any better, okay? If you have a rental property in a self-directed IRA, the loss, that doesn't go to your bank account, okay? You don't own the rental home. The IRA owns the rental home. But again, this is what I did because my money was in the IRA. It wasn't in my bank account. So if I was going to buy a rental property back then, again, not knowing what I didn't know, I bought it within the IRA. So the rules are rent gets paid, rent goes to IRA, doesn't go to you. But I'm sitting in that workshop and they're talking about cash flow and how you can own these properties outside of an IRA. They're talking about you should have leverage on each and every property. And I thought that was crazy. I was a Dave Ramsey guy. I'm like, no, you got to pay cash. So I did. I paid cash within the IRA. And I'm like, man, I really missed out on some great returns because I didn't have leverage. I missed out on the mortgage pay down, right? That's another way we make money, right? The resident pays the rent. We pay the mortgage company. And each and every time, if you look at your mortgage statement, there's a little thing called principal and there's a little thing called interest. That principal is you're paying down the principal. That's extra money in your bank. So that's just another way. Really didn't think about appreciation. Didn't realize how I could use appreciation in my favor, combined with leverage from the bank. So if you'd like to see that workshop, it's online. You can sign up for it. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. Sit in on it, at least see what we teach. And if you're interested, you can join and we'd be happy to educate you on how you could buy your life back one piece at a time. So I did that years ago and it changed the game for me. But the reason I did it, the reason I started buying real estate is because I had an understanding when I was a corporate guy. I'm playing the 401k game, right? And everybody's doing it. I mean, you're talking with your boss about the 401k and you're talking with the people that report to you, you know, encouraging. I would hire somebody and I would encourage them, hey, be sure you enroll in the company plan. We've got a match, you know. So I was selling it as much as people were selling it to me. But I had come up with the idea that, okay, when I'm hopefully 60, but I bought into it's going to be 65. If, you know, it's going to be 65, that I would need $4 million for that dignified retirement. If you missed the segment earlier, go back. $4 million's not a ton of money if you think you're going to live 20 or 30 years, my friends. It really boils down to about 100 to 120 a month after taxes. And then that's what you have to spend, you know, if you got property taxes, utilities, health care, car note, car repairs, travel, food, just everything out there. You know, it's 10 grand a month, maybe. You know how fast that can go. Most of you out there listening to me probably make about 10 grand a month. Maybe you and your spouse combined. It goes quick. And keep in mind, we're talking 20, 30 years from now. So, but I was focused on that number, and now I'm actually seeing online and printed articles that other these financial institutions are calling that number out. But here is the dirty facts. When we dig in and we start looking at the receipts, less than 5% of anybody will get there. So why are they hung up on this? Because it's their business. They make money telling people that this is the way to a dignified retirement. You have to give your money to us each and every month, and we're going to make their fees. That's the industry. That's their business. I'm telling you, It's failed. Less than 5% are going to get there, but everybody participates. I think over 50% of all Americans have an IRA or a 401k. What if I told them, hey, out of all of y'all, only 5% are going to make it? I think they'd be disheartened, but there's still millions upon millions that are participating in the plan. I'm here to tell you there's a much better way. First of all, you don't have to wait till you're 65 or 70 or 75. I learned it years ago. Again, I was caught up in that same predicament. You don't have to wait that long. The final straw for me, really, as I'm kind of coming through this realization, hey, you need $4 million, and I'm reverse engineering what that really is. I hit 2008 to 2010. Does anybody remember that? We took a beating in on our 401ks and our retirement plan. And at that moment, that's when I made that choice. And I said, I can either keep doing the same thing over and over, hoping for a better result, or I can make a change. And that's when I bought that first rental property I was telling you about. Doing everything wrong. I didn't have the mindset of debt, right? I was a Dave Ramsey guy. So, hey, you got to pay cash. And I had the cash in the 401k. I had just enough to buy one rental property. Okay. It was pretty much the value. It wasn't my 401k. It was my IRA, because you can't touch your 401k. You can touch your IRA. I turned it into a self-directed IRA. And then I was able, and that was a process in itself. And I was able to buy that home. I bought that home and I made a 9% return in the first year. And I thought, wow, this is pretty good. Now, that was just on the cash flow, right? Keep in mind, the home is paid for. So everything, basically, they paid rent. A little bit went to maintenance, if there was any maintenance that was needed. And the rest was basically cash flow. It's a 9% return. What I didn't have was mortgage pay down. And again, I'd never thought of the concept. If you put leverage on it, sure, the bank has a partnership with you. The bank says, hey, we'd like to loan you whatever, 70%, 80% of the value. You pay the bank, and then the additional is mortgage pay down. If I had done that, I could have bought five rental properties rather than one, because I paid all cash. So I learned that from Lifestyles Unlimited at the free workshop. Again, I wasn't even thinking of appreciation. I want you to understand appreciation like this. If you bought a rental property and you paid 100%, let's just call it a $100,000 house, and you came out of pocket and you paid $100,000, and that property appreciates 5%, and the next year it's worth $105,000, you made a 5% return. But let's say you put leverage on it, and the bank loaned you $80,000, you came out of pocket $20,000, and you made that same 5% appreciation. That's not a 5% return. That's a 25% return. There's some principles that I learned when I joined Lifestyles Unlimited and I attended the Financial Freedom Seminar. And the first one I learned, and this was shocking to me, okay? Keep in mind where I'm coming from, and a lot of you out there are right where I was. But the first thing I learned was retirement is not an age or a bag of money. It's a financial condition. And I was thinking, what do you mean by that? No, retirement is you're 65 and it's a bag of money. And you pull a little bit out of the bag each and every year and you hope that you never run out of money. No, no, no. Retirement's a financial condition. If my financial obligations are $8,000 a month, everything that I need to pay for, you know, all our expenses, utilities, groceries, taxes, car notes, mortgage, etc., is $8,000 a month, but I'm making $10,000 a month in passive income, I'm retired, baby. If I want, we call it retirement, because you can do what you want when you want, but you've reached that financial condition. Okay, so why save $4 million when you can create the cash flow equivalent to what $4 million would be? And that's about $120,000 a year. So that concept alone was the game changer. I started thinking, do I need to just scrimp and save and fight like you know what, knowing we're not going to get to $4 million, and just pretending that everything is going to be fine? Or do I just need to go out and bust my tail and make $120,000 a year in passive income cash flow? That was the answer for me, because, again, it's not the bag of money. It's the financial condition. I just had to get to the $120,000 a year. So when you look at what is it Einstein said? He said the problem cannot be solved at the same level of thinking that created the problem. And until I was able to look at it in a different light, in a different level of thinking, I couldn't solve the problem. Problem was, got to work hard, got to get the promotions, got to set aside all this money. No, we can't take a vacation this year, but my 401k keeps getting $20,000 here because I got this bonus and this and this, and we're going to feed it and we're going to feed it because one day life is going to be great. No, just need to go create $120,000 in cash flow. So it was never, once I saw the real the problem from a different light, it was different. So retirement is a financial condition, my friends. What sounds more daunting? Saving $4 million, which we know most people will never be able to do, and trusting it to the stock market. Keep that in mind. That's where you got to keep it. You really trust Washington, D.C. and Wall Street? Or would you rather trust yourself and just create $10,000 per month in monthly cash flow? To me, it's like the difference between climbing Mount Everest or just taking a long, leisurely walk on a Sunday afternoon. Creating the cash flow is not difficult. It's one cash flowing property at a time, one cash flowing investment at a time, one stream of income at a time. Do you see the difference? And each time I added a new investment, it really was taking a lot of pressure off of me. Things were changing mentally. Things were changing my household. Things were changing in my relationship because of the pressure. You know, you get to that point, okay, we got $2,000 a month coming in, and then you work, and then you're at that $3,000 a month and $4,000 a month and $5,000 a month, and you're just adding more of these investments in. You can see the plan working, right? And if you've got that income and you're still working, you're able to magnify it. You're able to leverage it and really maximize it and push it even faster. So retirement's not an age or a bag of money. It's a financial condition. And that was one of the first concepts that really just knocked me out of my chair. Now, the other concept that I learned in doing this and becoming a real estate investor was you can't save your way to retirement. And again, I had to see the problem in a different light, right? Like Einstein said, and it was slapping me in the face, and it took me I thought for 4 or 5 years before I bought that first rental property, kept telling myself, oh, I'd sure like to get some real estate, and I never would, and I never would. And then finally, I just hit that point, 2008, 2010. This is insane. I can't leave my future, my family's future, to Wall Street and Washington, D.C. I don't trust these clowns. I hope you don't either. So no, you don't get wealthy saving, you get wealthy borrowing. If you missed my example earlier, I was just talking about the simple concept of appreciation, right? We all know real estate appreciates. Everyone knows Uncle Henry's farm that he bought in 1950 for, you know, a sack of corn and two mules, basically a few grand. And suddenly that farm's worth $2 million because it's 150 acres in the hill country. We all understand appreciation, right? That's kind of an extreme example, but your parents' house, what's it's worth today compared to what they bought it, your grandparents, etc. But let's take appreciation in light of fully paid for cash or letting the bank loan you some money on it. So the more you borrow, the more you could take advantages. You see, when you borrow money, all the bank wants is the interest rate. That's all they want. You get the other advantages of real estate, the other ways that you're making money. You get 100% of those advantages. So this was a hard concept for me, because again, I was a Dave Ramsey guy. I was a cash guy, and that's just what I understood, right? Pay everything off, cash, cash, cash. But wait a second, if the bank will loan me money on this investment, I can't do that in the stock market. Sure, you can take a loan out and go buy stock, but the bank's not going to go, hey, I really think the value of stock XYZ is, you know, what they're selling it at today is a discount. It's really worth more, so let me loan some money for you to buy it. No, they won't do that, but they'll do it in real estate all day long. It's a good sign when the bank looks at a property you're going to buy, whether it's an apartment or a single family home. It's a good sign, and keep in mind, the bank does their homework, right? They have teams of people that do their homework. It's a good sign when they look at it and they go, hey, I think that's a great investment. I'd be happy to give you 70 or 80% on that investment, because it means that they feel comfortable loaning the money, whether it's an asset loan or whether it's loaning to you based on your credit. And I'm not going to talk about the difference in those, but depending on what we're buying, if it's multifamily, they're loaning on the value of the asset. If it's a single family property, if it's hard money, they're loaning on the asset. Conventionally, they're really loaning on who you are as a person. That's your credit report. But very, very important. You make money borrowing. I hope one day to be nine figures in debt to banks, all on assets, not consumer debt, all good debt, all on assets. I also learned return on net worth. What is my entire return on my net worth, right? You take your personal financial statement, you find out what your net worth is. What are you making? I promise you, most people are making way less than 0.5% on their entire net worth. But when you're a real estate investor, you can maximize that, right? If your net worth is $1 million, $2 million, what are you making annually on that net worth? Is that net worth working for you, or are you working for it? It's an important concept. Along the way, I also learned you need to remember it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.